Okay, good afternoon, everybody. The way the shiurim worked out this year, so I spoke last year was just after Tu B'Shvat, and this year is immediately after Purim. And even though Shlosh Yom Kodem Chag, I'm still finding it a little difficult, challenging to talk about Pesach. So I decided to speak about Parshas Parah. Before you talk about Parshas Parah, because obviously we know today, unfortunately, we don't have access to the ashes of the Parah Aduma. But it's very important to keep in mind the Rambam, which is not in the Daf Makoros, and I'll repeat it right now. The very last Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvos. Rambam, as you know, in general, is really a Sefer Halacha. But every so often, he decides to throw in some, relevant Divrei Machshava. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Mikvos, at the end of his Sefer on Mikvos, the laws of Mikvos, of how to build a mikvah, and ideas of a chatzitza, going to mikvah, nothing should block the water from touching the person or the object that being told that being dipped. The Rambam says that Dover Baru V'Golui Shatuma V'Ataros Kzeres HaKosavim. Tuma, becoming impure, how you become pure, is all Xeris HaKosav. And he says, V'enem midvarim, shedvdaito sh'odem machraso, v'ari mechval achukim. We can't understand it, we can't explain it. And he says, V'chein ha'tvila, minatumos, and going to the mikvah from something which is, because someone is impure, is tame, it's mechval achukim, it's a chok, you can't understand it. He says, because tumah is not something which is like just dirt or something else which would render a person not clean in a physical sense that goes away with water. It's a gzeres hakasev. And then the Rambam adds probably the most important words. The hadavar talui b'kavana salev. And really, our Tara depends on the kavana in the heart, tension in the heart. And therefore, he says that amru chacham chacham say tava v'lo huchsak ki lo tava. If someone went to be tovel in the mikvah and didn't have the right kavana, what they're doing, it says ki'ilu, it's like you were in tovel. We have to realize that an important part of the tahara process of purifying ourselves really depends on our kavana. And he says the apple became, and he says remez yesh b'davar. There's a remez, there's a hint. Hamachamin liba l'tayer. So just like if someone has the intention to purify himself, and once he goes into the mikvah or to the river, the mayan, he becomes tahar before doing anything else. In other words, a person, whatever reason, you know, their tummy, and they have the intention to purify themselves. As soon as they immerse themselves, they become tahar. He says, even though nothing changed in their body, so if someone intends in their heart to mitire their soul. This is something which the Sifrei Chassidus talk about, that mitire in your heart. The Rambam says it. The Rambam says if someone intends to in his heart to mitire his nefesh, his soul, his personality, mitumos and nefashos, from those impurities that affect the soul, that affect the personality, which is machshava sa'avon, it's maybe midos that are not correct, impure thoughts, kavan or inappropriate thoughts. Once he decides in his mind to separate himself, so all of a sudden it's like he's tahar. So the Rambam points out this idea of tahara, of purifying yourself, you know, it's not something which, you know, it was just relevant to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but the ideas of para and mikvah are definitely ideas that are relevant to us today, and that's why it's important to really understand or to try to learn something about Parshas Parah. So the point of the shiur really is to speak about the fact that everyone knows, everyone says, that to hear Parshas Parah, which is the Shabbos, is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. It's Chiyuv D'Oraisa. And all the Achronim really jump and say, where does this come from? So if you look at source number one, it's the very end of Hilchos Chanukah, right before Hilchos Purim, which speaks about the halachas of the four Parshios. The Shulchan Aruch mentions, Yesh Omrim Sheparshas Zachar Parshas Parah Aduma Chayavim L'Nkrasa Mid'Oraisa. To those who say that Parshas Zachar, which is understood and accepted, and Parshas Parah, there's a chi obligation to read it midyaraisa, and therefore lefichach bnei yeshuvim, those people who live in the villages that are far flung and there's no minyan of Jews, she'en le'minyan,
Tzrichim lavo l'makam sheyesh minyan. They have to come to places the minyan b'shavas alol and d'shavasos k'day lishmoa parshas elo shem midyaraisa, to hear these parshios which are d'yaraisa. Okay, and therefore he says ve'im yeshalam lavo, and if they're not able to go, mikol makol yizaru likrosam minigigasam v'taimam, they should go ahead and they should be careful to read it with a timely amikra and a proper tune. So if someone can't go to a minyan, they should try to read it with a proper tune. One of my sons is in the army. He's in Rabbanut. So in his base, for whatever reason, there's really never a minyan. There's never a minyan. And he called me, Erev Shabbos Zachar, Erev Shabbos Zachar, what should I do? So I said, if you don't have a minyan, so you have to go ahead and you have to read it, like the Rama says, bin the gusna v'tayma. He actually put together a minyan. He found six Dati soldiers, six Lodati soldiers who wanted to hear Parsha Zachar, and he made a minyan. But this is the halacha if you can't go to a minyan. Okay, so Parsha Zachar being the Yeraisa, hearing in a minyan, people understand what the source is, it's accepted. However, Parsha's Para being the Yeraisa, where does that come from? This is a question, all that, if you look at source number 3, Parsha's Para, I'm a Vir Hagra, Uperish, Uprichadash. He says to say that to hear Parshas Para is a Torah obligation, that's not really accepted. Parshas Para who mid rabbanon? Parshas Para is mid rabbanon. Mikol makom, it's the rabbanon. However, mikol makom, I'm sorry. So we have to go to source number 2. I sort of skipped. So that in Siman Tov Reish Pei Hey, it's mentioned that Parshas Para is mid rabbanon, mid yeraisa. And based on this, there are those who say that if there is a bar mitzvah on the Shabbos of Parshas Para, the bachar of bar mitzvah should not read the maftir, right? And the same thing applies to Parshas Zachar. Why? Because when it comes to a din d'yoraisa, so in order to be a bar mitzvah boy on a d'yoraisa level, so you have to be 13 years old, and also the body has had to have started to physically mature. And therefore, in general, if a bar mitzvah boy will lie, then he's already a bar mitzvah on the chazaka. However, if we're talking about a din d'yoraisa, we don't want to rely on the chazaka, and therefore a person should go ahead and should not be yotzei a bar mitzvah boy, and it should be do the mitzvah himself when it comes to a din d'yoraisa, which might apply to kiddush on Friday night, maybe to other mitzvahs. So therefore, there are those. And in general, I think in regard to Parsha Zachar, everyone does this, almost everybody, I shouldn't say everybody. When there's a bar mitzvah Parsha Zachar in the shul, somebody else lanes the maftir. Parsha's Para, there are those who go ahead, and there are those who will say that a bar mitzvah boy should not lane the maftir Parsha's Para either. However, and there are other nafkaminis, differences, whether it's derais or derabbanan. In source number 2, this is halach and kriya sefer Torah, we might find to be rather strange, and the halacha is discussing, and it's actually Gemara. What's the halacha? What are you allowed to do during Kriyas HaTorah? So you would say, what are you allowed to do during Kriyas HaTorah? It's obvious. You look in the Chumash, you listen to the Baal Koreh. However, it wasn't so obvious. It seems in the days of Chazal. And he says, and the Gemara discusses, well, we'll see the Gemara, but, you know, if you turn around maybe before the Kriya starts, you can go ahead and you can do something else. And it says in source number 2, there are Stoshitas who say, V'likro Shnai Mikra V'chatargum, to learn Shnai Mikra V'chatargum V'shas Kriya Satorah during Kriya Satorah, says, Shari is allowed. It's a machlok is what you can do. Or what you can do. You have to have kavod for the Sefer Torah. So if the Sefer Torah is open and you turn around while the Sefer Torah is being read, that's not kavod. He says, the Cholzeh, Einu in the Parsha Zachar or Parsha Zpara. However, whatever leniencies there are when it comes to the rest of the Shabbosos in the year, do not apply to Parsha Zachar and Parsha Zpara. You can't learn Shnai and Mikra. Shehem Basara Midyaraisa, because Parsha Zpara and Parsha Zachar require a minyan of 10 Midyaraisa. Shetzarach Lachaven Lashon Piyakore. Which Shalach implies, you know, if I don't go ahead and I don't hear Kriyas HaTorah a whole year, not so bad. However, and so I can do Shnai and Mikra. If I do it in a certain way, then it might be okay. However, we're not going to get into that sugya today necessarily. However, Parshas Para and Parshas Zachar, that I have to listen to. I can't do Shnai and Mikra. So you look at source number 2 there, because that's the Yeraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Gra, the Prichadosh, the Shagas, are you right? It's not correct. Parshas Para is not the Yeraisa. But even though Parshas Para is the Rabbanan, you still should not do Shnai and Mikra. during Parshas Bara. So I don't understand. If the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says you have to have total attention to Parshas Bara because it's D'oraisa, right? How come the Mishnah Berurah said, explains, even according to those Ashitos who hold opinions that it's the Rabbanah, it's Rabbinic, you still can't do Shnayim Mikra only during Parshas Bara and during Parshas Bara. If it's Rabbinic, you should be able to do Shnayim Mikra during Parshas Bara. I'm not recommending it, just trying to understand the halacha. So, so where does this come from? So if you look at source number 6, which is a little out of order. So source number 6, the Beis Yosef says like this. There are certain parshios you have to read, and it's a Torah obligation. So the Beis Yosef says, Rav Yosef Cairo, there are certain parshios you have to read, and it's a Torah obligation. And he quotes Tosfos, Zachar, and Para. However, if you look, and he quotes the Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, if you look at the Tosfos Sechas Brachos, Tosfos is not to say that. Does not mention Parshas Bara at all. So why are we talking about this? Why is Tosfos discussing whether it's a chiyuv to read the Torah midiraisa on Parshas Bara and Parshas Zachar? So there the Gemara has discussion, in what language could you say Kriya Shema? Can someone say Kriya Shema in English? Now I would say if someone's going to say Kriya Shema in English, you have to understand that there are certain things you can translate, certain things you can't translate. For example, let's say you want to say Shema in English. It's a machlokas. So you could say here, you can't say here Israel, because Israel is not a translation of the name Yisrael. Israel is, I would say, something that we think that means Yisrael, but you can't translate names, all right? In other words, my name is Chaim, okay? My translation, my name is not life. My name is Chaim, all right? That's the, my father pointed out that if you're going to stop in English, you have to make sure the name, when you say Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you don't say Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You say Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You can't translate names. However, what is the machlokas? So Rebbe, in source number 4, I took part of the Gemara. Rebbe points out that you're allowed to say Shema only in Hebrew, only in Lashon HaKodesh, but the Chachamim say you can say Shema in any language. And they both have Sukkim to prove it. So the Gemara says, well, if Rebbe says that you can say, that you can only say Shema in Lashon HaKodesh, right, and he has a pasuk to prove it, that means that Shema must be that Shema must be different than the rest of the Torah. In other words, you need a pasuk to tell you Shema can only be said in Lashon HaKodesh. So that would mean everything else can be said in any language. And the Chachamim who say you can say Shema in any language, and they have a pasuk to prove that you can say Shema in any language, they must hold that the rest of the Torah has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. That's source number 4. So the Rabbanan say Shema can be done in any language. We have a pasuk to prove it. And that's different than the rest of the Torah. Why? Because the rest of the Torah can only be said in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew. So Tosfos asks the question, what are we talking about? In other words, most of the mitzvahs in the Torah don't involve amira saying. Most mitzvahs in the Torah involve doing. So what do you mean that according to the Chachamim, or according to Rebbe even, that the discussion is beside Shema, do you have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh, or it can be any language? There's nothing to say. So if you look at Tosfos, and this is the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Megillah. So if you look at the second half of source number 4, Tosfos says Megillah, quote, Perish HaKuntris, what does the Gemara mean that you can say the Torah in any language? Shenitna likros b'choloshin sherotzo likros b'sefer Torah. Then when you read the Sefer Torah, you can say in any language. V'kasha, so Tosfos says, what does that mean? The Torah is telling me that I can go ahead and say the Torah in any language? Sharikris the Torah, edim in a Torah. There's no chiyav midiraisa, there's no obligation to read the Torah on a Torah obligation, Rabbanan. Except for Parsha Zachar, the Havi diraisa. Except for what? Parsha Zachar, which is what? Diraisa. What does Tosfos leave out? Parshas Bara. So Tosfos says, he mentions there are other times you have to read Psukim from the Torah. For example, Tosfos says, this is fine, the Tosfos again, Tosfos says, it's Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin. Tosfos says, if let's say a man dies, didn't have children, and his wife wants to remarry, so you have to do chalitza. So the parsha of chalitza said, or if you find a dead body close to a certain city, and they have to break an egel, and you have to say the parsha there, or twice every 7 years, you have to go through your house, and you have to see if you gave all your meiser, and you have to go and you have to declare that you gave all the meiser you're supposed to give when you bring bikurim. But Tosis clearly says in Maseches Megillah that as far as Kriyas Torah is concerned, only Parsha Zachar is diraisa. Tosis Maseches Brachos, who basically says the same thing, echoes what he says in Megillah. Same thing. If you look at the second line, V'yesh Lomar, he says the Ma'ariv Parsha Mechayim Lekos Midiraisa Kamo Parsha Zachar. Now you could say that here, what is Tosis? Now the Tosis Maseches Megillah says Levad Mi Parsha Zachar, right? Tosis here says the Parsha Samuchiyavim Likros Midiraisa Kamo Parsha Zachar. What makes it sound like Tosis is saying, well, what's Tosis saying? That there are other parshas similar to Parsha Zachar, and that would be Parsha's Parah. So even though Tosis and Brachas, even though Tosis does not mention Parsha's Parah specifically, Tosfos does say there's something else similar to Parsha's Zachar, which might be Parsha's Parah. Okay, so maybe Tosfos and Brachos would hold that Parsha's Parah is Diraisa. Now, if you look at... I think, in other words, here he's talking about the Parsha you have to read at Mitzibur, right? And the other half he's talking the Parsha you have to read, you can read it by yourself. Right, so he's saying is the Ma'ariv of a Parsha, so you have to read Midiraisa like Parsha Zachar. So you could maybe the Beis Shalosh learns out that he's referring to Parsha's Parah also. But why would he mention Parsha's Parah? I don't know. However, that being said, look at source number 7, the Bir Hagra says very clearly, "Betosis Shulvenenu Lesa Loba Brachos on Megillah." That the Mechaber says that there's a chiyuv to read a Torah level Parah. It's not mentioned in our Tosfos at all. And Vachem Vashiri Perek Brachos Lesa El Zachar, the Nuscha Meshubeshes Nisdamnula, the Beis Yosef had the wrong Nusach, and according to Tosfos, there's no obligation to read Parshas Parah on a Diraisa level because there's no source for it. Now, that being said, I will just mention one thing before I go on. So I actually have this Shabbos in my shul a bar mitzvah, and I never had in my shul a bar mitzvah Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar would be different. And my father held, based on the Gra and based on almost all Shittos, the chiyuv to read Parsha's Parah is the Rabbanan. Okay? However, Parsha's Parah is definitely a chiyuv which is different than any other chiyuv of the year, similar to Parsha Zachar. And therefore, obviously, you can't do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. However, and it would be, a person should make sure he goes to Shul on Parshas Parah, and even if he lives in a yeshuv somewhere, he should try to go to Shul Parshas Parah, try to, visit someone in the big city. He says, it's the Rabbanan. However, we still have to explain the Sheet of Tosfos, the Sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. What does that mean? Why is it this obligation? Or as the Mishnah Berurah points out, that even though it's the Rabbanan, you still can't learn Shnayim Mikra. And that's the point of the Shir, that even if we hold it's the Rabbanan, how come it's different than any other part of the Torah that's read? That is the question I'd like to deal with. If you just look for a second, the Ritva does say that Parshas Parah is Diraisa. So he says, Ritva asked the question, source number 8, Maseches Megillah, Kashali. He says, what part of the Torah is read in Hebrew? It's the mitzvah of learning Torah? You can learn Torah in any language. Right? He says, so he quotes Rashi. The Rashi says reading the Torah has to be, you have to do it maybe in Lashon HaKodesh. He says, reading the Torah is Takanas Moshe Be'ezra. It came after the Matan Torah. So then he goes on and he says that Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yontif is Diraisa. We'll try to understand that as Diraisa. And how does he know that? Because the Gemara says, Gemara in Maseches Brachos tries to learn out about Birchas HaTorah, and it says, tries to say Birchas HaTorah after you finish learning is Diraisa. It's a Torah obligation. How do we learn it out? Because after I eat a meal, I have an obligation to what? To bench, which is physical sustenance. So how can I not make a blessing, make a bracha after spiritual sustenance? So obviously there must be an obligation on Diraisa level after you finish learning. So Ritva asks, what do you mean after you finish learning? A person has a chiyuv to keep learning and learning and learning. The obligation never ends. So the only time must be on Shabbos morning after the aliyah or after the kriya. When the kriya finishes, the laning finishes, there's an obligation to go ahead and to make a bracha. Okay? But then at the end he says like this. He says, at the very end he says, there is a chiyuv to read a Torah midiraisa, Parsha Zachar, and Parsha's Parah. And then he goes on and he says, you want to know where else is the chiyuv to read a Parsha Mitzibur? Parsha B'Hakel. Every 7 years, everyone gathers by the Beis HaMikdash to hear the king and Chag HaSukkos read the Torah, Sefer Devarim. That's an obligation on the Yeraisa level to go ahead and hear the Torah. So that has to be in Lashon HaKodesh, the Machlokas. And he goes on, the Parsha Shotrim, when they go to war, and Mochemes Rishus, voluntary war, whatever that means, and then the officer get up and say, who has just built a house and did not consecrate it? Who just planted a vineyard and it has not finished? Let them all go home. Mia Ishai, who is the person who's afraid of the war? So they would have to read from the Torah, and that also could have to be, that was the question, is that done in Lashon HaKodesh or any language? And then the other ideas that were mentioned by Tosfos. So the Ritva definitely says Parshas Parah is the Araisa. He's like this now. So he says, and if you look at the question is why? What does it mean? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say it's Diraisa? Why is this obligation if it's the Rabbanan different than any other obligation in the Torah? So in order to answer this, we have to understand first of all what is the nature obligation of Kriyas HaTorah on a regular day, on Shabbos, and is it a chiyuv on the individual to hear the Torah? Or is an obligation upon the tzibur to read the Torah? What does that mean? In other words, let's say for some reason, you have a group of people that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. I'll give an example: Kriyas HaTorah, or even one person didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah for whatever reason. He was in a certain place; there was no Torah, and does he have an obligation to somehow or another make it to a shul to hear the kriya? Or it's only an obligation upon the tzibur, a group of people, a community, they have Kriyas HaTorah. That's so we know when it comes to Megillas Esther, there is an obligation upon an individual to hear the Megillah. I had a Shaila, someone from New York called, and a friend of mine who called me, that he went to work Purim morning, and he's like a half an hour out of his house, and he says he forgot to hear the Megillah. He forgot all about Purim. The question is, do you have to go back home to hear the Megillah? The answer is obviously, of course you do. But let's say, for example, a person, for whatever reason, davened at home, and he's running to work, says, oh my gosh, I didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. This is the obligation to go back to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The answer there, well, that's the question. What's the answer? Now, I will tell you before I proceed that my great-grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, was very machped. And Rav Chaim Brisker, they say that if he was traveling somewhere and he didn't daven with a minyan, which he wasn't that machped on, okay, and then he was on a train, he would stop in a town, he would find 10 Jews that didn't daven with a minyan, which wasn't so hard, and he would have them read Kriyas HaTorah for him. See, hear Kriyas HaTorah. He was very machped. No, from a Torah. Take a say from a Torah. I remember that when my uncle was nifter, so his levaya was on Erev Yontif, Erev Shvi Shal Pesach, and we had a Dr. Lamb was in Toronto then. So the BYU chartered a plane to fly from Toronto to Boston, and we had to pay a little money to go on the plane. And we got back. They arranged a kriya in the shul before mincha, to hear Kriyas HaTorah that we missed in the morning. Was that really necessary or not? That's the question. So if you ask Rav Chaim Brisker, there's no question that was necessary. But the question was, it really necessary? So let's see, what is the chiyuv? So if you look at the Gemara on source number 10, a very important Gemara. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar Rabbi Menachem amar Rabbi Ami. Mai dechsiv va'ozvi Hashem yichlo. What does it mean a person who forsakes God will be destroyed, consumed? What does that mean? So Gemara says, Zem eniach Sefer Torah v'yotze. He says, this is someone who leaves the Sefer Torah. What does he do? He goes out. So Rav Avua, because of this pasuk, it's a horrible thing to leave a Sefer Torah. What would he do? Nafik, he would go out, Ben Gavra LeGavra, between Aliyos. Vayirah Papa, Ben Psukal B'sukamai. Can a person leave between two Psukim? Now, by the way, that's a question you can't ask today. Because, unless you have a very, very slow Balkore, there's no way you can leave between two Psukim. But in the days of Chazal, or they would have a targum. So therefore, you would actually have time to jump out between sukkim. All right, what? The time initial, you have time to go out. Take him. Rav Sheshes Mahadar Api Vagoros. Rav Sheshes would turn around and he would be Goros. Amar, he'd say, Anam Bedidon. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm learning Gemara. They know what they're doing. They're learning what they're learning. So the Rishonim are all bothered. Like, what is going on here? We're reading the Torah, right? And, you know, Rav Avuah is walking out. Rav Sheshes is learning Rav Chaim. Like, what's going on? You know, it doesn't make any sense. So Rabbeinu Yonah asked this question. So he says like this, because you have to understand that he says, the Gemara is saying like this, that before the Sefer Torah opens, you turn around and learn something else, that's okay. Because then you're saying, listen, I don't want to hear the Priest of Torah now, I want to learn something else. He's not taking out a science book, he's learning Torah. He's the Nero of Moria Rav, source number 11, Shin Kodam Shiniftach Sefer Torah, Choser Panav, Umar Ashma Shaina Rotsa Lishmo Sefer Torah, El Likro Amastil. So Likro Mutter, he says, Vafil L'chol Adam. He says, any person that's learning in a shul, and the Torah is being read, they already showed they want to learn that. They don't want to increase the Torah. It's okay. You don't have to be the greatest gadol according to the Shita. However, if a person did not start learning, and he hears Kriyas Torah, and also the Baal Kori is very slow, he says, you know what, I don't have time for this now. All right? And he opens the Sefer, that's a problem. That's a problem. He says, and even someone who's Torah Sumanoso, that all he does to learn Torah, is not allowed to stop. See, then that's why he goes on, he says, and this is what's Meduyach, we can learn this from the Lishna, because what did it say? It said about Rosh Hashas, Mahadir Avi Vigoras. He would go ahead, Rosh Hashas, he says, and then he would say, I'm learning my thing. So why does Rosh Hashas have to say what he's doing? He says, because what he's trying to say is that before people should know the reason why he's not listening to the Torah is not because it's not important, just he's doing something else. He's learning something else. So therefore, we learn out from this Gemara, it seems, that if you're doing something else, you're learning Torah another way, really, you don't have to listen to the Kriyas Torah, which makes it sound like there's no obligation on the individual to hear the Torah. Rav Sheshes, all these Tanoim, they would do something else. And Rishonim point out that the problem is you should not be mevaza the Torah. Once the Torah is being read, you should not start learning something else. But if you want to start beforehand, that's okay.
Isn't Kriyas Torah just like Ma'amad Har Sinai?
You see,
number one. And number two, if the Mishnah says in Shabbos that you can't read Ksuvim on Shabbos because you might miss the rabbi's drasha, isn't Kriyas
HaTorah
more important than the rabbi?
You know, we're confusing Machshava of Halacha. So I agree, a person is Sefer Torah. But again, I guess for the Chachmei Chazal, they had other Cheshbonis. I don't know. You're right. I hear it. You know, maybe they heard Sefer. I know, you're right. It's a good question. But we're confusing Machshava of Halacha. One thing for sure, it seems from here, and for Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to do certain things. I think it's like Mamon Har Sinai, if you want to consider it. And I guess at that moment, they felt it was more important to go ahead it was more important to go ahead and to learn what they were learning. I don't know why, you know, and I never saw my father look in the Sefer to increase the Torah. I don't know why, but that's what it says. Okay. Anyway, so then the Mordechai writes, it's source number 13, but Or Chassid was Zeruah, Reisi Mori, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and Rabbi Avram, that they would go ahead and they would do Shnayim Mikra during Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, I understand. It's like Kabbalah HaTorah, it's like Matan Torah, it's true, but I guess Machshava and Halacha, it's two different things. Because they were Osek in that Inyan. Fine. So that is what source number 13. So if you look at the Rambam, source number 14, Moshe Rabbeinu Tiken Lem Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu Mesakein, Shiukorah Torah Barabim, B'Shabbos, B'Sheni B'Chamish Shachris, in order that you should not, 3 days should not pass without Shmias HaTorah. So if you look at the Lashon of Rambam is, Moshe Rabbeinu Tiken Lem Yisrael, that you should read Torah Barabim. He doesn't say everyone should hear the Torah. What does the Rambam say? You have to read the Torah Barabim. So because of that, most Rishonim actually hold that the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiyuv on the Tzibur. Now, what does that mean? Obviously, there's no question we should listen to Kriyas Torah, because in level of Machshava, it's like Matan Torah. There's no question. However, what it means is that if someone for some reason misses the Kriyas Torah, he has no obligation to run somewhere to hear the Torah that morning. They say, as I said, Reb Chaim was very, very makpid to go ahead and to in the middle of the afternoon, he would find a minion of people who did not hear Kriyas Torah. And some of the other Gedolim were very concerned because they felt that Moshe showed him hold. It's a chiyuv on the tzibur. It's only chiyuv on the tzibur. So the story goes, my uncle told the story that once, you know, my uncle learned with two grandfathers the Gedolim Torah. One was Reb Chaim Brisker, and one was Reb Elia Pershiner. And one time, my uncle was going to visit Reb Chaim. And Reb Elia Pershiner said to my uncle, I want you to show your grandfather Nisimul Chamas and Brachas, okay, where he seems to say clearly that it's a chiyuv on the tzibur. And so my uncle went to see Reb Chaim. My understanding is that it was easier sometimes to talk and learning to Reb Elia Pershiner with Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim explained the Chamas, no, it's a chiyuv on the yachid. Reb Elia Pershiner said, only Reb Chaim could explain the Muhammad in that way. However, in general, the custom is, and this is what I understand, it's a chiyuv on the tzibur, not on the yachid. So, for example, if it turns out that, let's say, in a certain shul, they didn't lay in the parsha one Shabbos, what's the halacha? The next Shabbos, you got to do. You got to go and you got to do both. All right, and that's why you should know that if a person, let's say this year, the last day of Pesach on Shabbos, right? A person is in Chutz Laretz. A person is in Eretz Yisrael for Shmini Shal Pesach. A person in Chutz Laretz for the last day of for Pesach, and therefore he misses Parsha Shmini. It's not really an obligation that he has to go ahead and he has to hear Shmini somewhere. Just do Shnayim Mikra and that's it. You know, it's not really an obligation. However, that's what it seems halacha is. So, in regard to the chiyuv of listening to Kriyas Torah the whole year, it's a chiyuv in the tzibur. Not to minimize its importance, yeah?
If it were a chiyuv on the yachid, wouldn't it become like the Megillah, you'd be making the zera not be able to carry to do
with
Shabbos?
Maybe. It could be, you're right. Yeah,
the other Megillah is Shiri, we read Shabbos.
Right. But you could say it's different because that you can only read Barabbim also. So you could say it's different. You could say it's different because that you can only read Barabbim. Anyway, most Rishonim hold, and from the Shulchan Aruch it seems, because you can do certain things, it's a Chiyuv on the Tzibur. However, when it comes to Parsha Zachar, that becomes a chiyuv in the yachid, even on Shabbos, right? Even that becomes a chiyuv in the yachid. And I'm going to skip ahead to the various pshatim that I want to mention, to the pshat that my father explained to me, and that's the pshat of the Meshech Chachma. Now the Meshech Chachma says that Parshas Parah is a chiyuv midrabbanan, however, it's a chiyuv on the yachid. So even though everything else that we read, every Shabbos, every yontif, it's a rabbinic obligation to read the Torah, Parshas Parah is the same. But it's a chiyuv on individual. And a person can't say, well, it's only the Rabbanan. No, it's the Rabbanan, but a chiyuv on individual, and therefore everybody has to go to shul. That's why the Mishnah Berurah points out and says, even according to the Gra, even according to the Brichadash, that it's the Rabbanan. However, still, you shouldn't learn Shnayim Mikra while it's going on. Or whatever else is involved, you have to make sure that you have to go to shul. Now, so why is it the Rabbanan? Why is it different? Why did they make it a chiyuv on individual? So, from Maseches Yuma, there is a very strong connection between Yom Kippur, between the Shiva Shimei Miluim, the 7 days of consecration, before Aaron and the sons were consecrated to become Kohanim, and the Parah Aduma, and making the Parah Aduma. And one very strong connection, which is mentioned in the very beginning of the Masechta, is that before the Yom HaShemini, so the Aaron and his sons were sort of in isolation, preparing themselves for 7 days, and therefore before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is taken into isolation for 7 days also. And not only that, before the Kohen who does the Parah Aduma, he sometimes is the Kohen Gadol, sometimes the Skan, he also has to be in isolation for 7 days. That is the halacha. And if you look at source number, skip around a little bit. If you look at source number 19, okay, I'm sorry, it's a little bit out of order, but the second half of source number 19, Gemara asked the question, Minohani Mili, how do you know that we compare Yom Kippur to the 7 days of consecration, Shiras Me'im Luim, to Paraduma? Amar Rav Nyumi Bar Chilki Amar Rav Machshe Bar Idi Amar Rav Yochan Amar Kro by the Shiva Shimei Miluim Kashir Asta Bayom Hazet Siva Hashem Las L'Chaper Lechem, just like you did today for the Shiva Shimei Miluim before the Yom HaShemini. So Hashem also commanded that you have to do before Yom Kippur and for Paraduma. How do you know? Because when it says Lasos, that means to do when you make the Paraduma Elamai Sapara. And when it says Lachavir, Elam Maishim Akipurim, Yom Akipurim. So the fact that it says Kashir, Ashtav Yom said, Siva Hashem Lasos, what's Lasos? The 7 days of consecration happened once in our history. What do you mean I'll do it again? So it says, when you go ahead and you do the Asiyah, the Parah Aduma, when you do an Asiyah that brings Kapara, you have to do the same thing. The main person involved has to be isolated for 7 days. Now, so therefore, we definitely make a connection. Now, it's fascinating that when it comes to Yom Kippur, there's a halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to read from the Torah the Avodah Seyom on Yom Kippur. If you listen to the Avodah, you'll see that after everything is done, the Kohen Gadol goes and reads the Avodah. And if you look at source number 18, it says Meseches Yuma Daf Samaches Amud Beis. It says on Bet. Says Mbola Kohen Gadol Likros in Russell Likros the Big Debuts Korib and Lav Korib Bistalius Lovan and Mishalo. It's the Kohen Gadol when he reads the Torah in Yom Kippur. He can read either from the Big Day Kuna of Yom Kippur that he wears, or he can read in his own white clothes. And then if you look at source number 16, so this deals with the Shiva Shimei Amuluim Da Yuma Da Hayama Beis that Gemara there is discussing what things in the Shiva Shimei Amuluim were ma'akev, and it really affected the outcome, and what things were supposed to be done, but if you didn't do it, it would not affect the akev, it would not affect it. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem b'shem b'yochoi, minayin sh'af mikra parsha ma'akev, that they did not read the parsha by the Shiva Shimei Luim, Sunday consecration, so it would be ineffective, the whole consecration, Talmud Lomar, v'yom Moshe le'eda, zeh adavar shetziva Hashem, what is zeh adavar? Afilo divar ma'akev, you have to talk about it. So we see that when it comes to the Shiva Shemei Meluim, when it comes to Yom Kippur, there's a halacha that the person involved has to read the Torah, and the Meshech Chachma says the same thing happens when it comes to the Parah Aduma. When the Parah Aduma happens, when you read the Parah Aduma, you do the Parah Aduma, the Kohen who does it has to read from the Parshas Chukas. If you look at source number 20, this is the Meshech Chachma. Hinei b'magan Avram, Simon Tafresh Pehe, Kosav the Parshas Par de Lavia Draisa, Loyadana Hechra Misa. We don't know where they hinted that Parshas Par is Draisa. Vladaiti Huma Furish, and to me it seems a Furish, the Beresh Yuma, Yolaf Linyam Prisha Mehach. So we learn as far as separating, as far as going into isolation, the main characters of Yom Kippur, Shiras Me'im Luim, and Parah Aduma, Kashir Asa B'Yom Hazet, Siva Hashem Lasos, L'Chaper Aleichem, Lasos Elam Isapara. So since it says Lasos in regard to the 7 days of consecration, which refers to the Parah Aduma, L'Chaper Aleichem is a Yom Kippurim, for Omar Sham, Ikol Kasim Ma'akev, or Racham Achim Doros. And there, on Daf Hey, it talks about the fact that if it's talking about something whatever's written is ma'akev, only with something done in Lidoros. And he says, and Gemara says that when it comes to his discussion, what is totally necessary, only something that was by the Miluim, something which was done for generations. And then the Gemara says that Mikra Parsha, reading the Parsha Miluim was ma'akev, but they wouldn't have read the Parsha. The consecration would not have been effective. The Ksiv Vayom Moshe Le Zadavar Afilu Diver Ma'akev. So just in Cain, so just like it's necessary and it will affect the Miluim if you didn't read the Torah. Ki Alpin Lidoros Gama Parshas Parah Mikra Ma'akev. So when it comes to Parah Duma, that's also Ma'akev. Terem Asiyas Parah. So he says Nivsa B'Shas Asiyas Parah. When they made the Parah Duma, Meshach Chachma says the Kohen had to read the Parsha. Says Vahavi Oz Diraisa, that was Diraisa. So the Meshech Chachma says, what's Diraisa? What's Diraisa is not now. What's the Uraisa is when they made the Parah Aduma. When the Chazal made the Takan read Parshas Parah, they said it has to be exactly like the Kohen who burned the Parah. Just like the Kohen burned the Parah. So it was the Uraisa. And since it was the Uraisa, it was the Chiyuv on him. So they made the Kriyas Parshas Parah similar, that it's a chiyuv to Rabbanon, similar to the Torah obligation that it's a chiyuv on every single individual. The chiyuv on every single individual. That is what the Meshech Chachma says. Now, before we go on to the rest of the shir, so the Meshech Chachma basically says that since it was an obligation upon the Kohen, Hasar V'Sapara, to read it, and he had to read it, there was an obligation upon him, when Chazal made the Takana, they made it similar to that, and every single person has to read it. So when we hear the Baal Kori reading the Torah, it's like we're really saying, we're saying the Parshas Parah. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, I just want to step to put that to the side for a second. He also has a problem. He says, look at source number 15. Gedoli achronim tamu. Me'ayin lanu lomar. The gam parshas parah. How can we say that also parshas parah is mi'a Torah? The ancient remez of the Gemara. There's no remez in the Gemara. Ulechem pasku. And therefore they say that in mi'a Torah. Ulanias daiti nira. To me, I think the yesh lo remez the Torah. Why? Because in Parshas Parah Aduma it says, "Namsa Parsha, v'hoysel evnei Yisrael l'chukas olam v'darshinim b'sifri." What does the Sifri say? "Shetehei noheges l'doros." Parah Aduma is noeg for generations, for all eternity, even when there's no Beis Hamikdash. I am from the Eva Parah ain't told in Mikdash. The Eva Parah Aduma is not told in Mikdash. If we would find the Eva Parah Aduma today, we could go ahead. If someone wants to start digging, which they tried to do, underneath the Harabayas, and they find Aron HaKodesh, and the Eva Parah Aduma is there, right? There's no problem, and the truth of the matter is, there's no problem in going ahead and using the Eva Parah Aduma. I'm not sure how practically that would work.
But we're all Tomei Meis.
So?
We touch it, it becomes
Tomei. It's what? If you touch the what?
The Eva Parah, Lomitamei. We're all Tomei Meis.
Right. So, I mean, again, I'm not... I think that you would still be able to become, again, I can't tell you how, but you know, you would still be able to become Torah. It could be, what happens is you put in the kli, right? What do you do? You put in the kli cheres, a kli that can't become tameh, and that's how you do it. So you don't touch the water. That's how you would do it. You would put in that kind of kli. Anyway, that being said, it goes on and he says like this. He says the gambas manam aroyim halim v'parah. They had eva parah v'manam aroyim. K'namrinan chavrayim matchim v'galila. So when they made, I think, wine in the Galil, they wanted to make sure that the Galil, the wine was tahar. So they used to use eva parah aduma then. This gemara chagiga. He says uvesot parshik siv od v'hoyslam chukas olam musur. Then it says l'chukas olam again. What does that mean? We already said in the middle of the parsha that the v'hoyslam neyisrael l'chukas olam. So why does it repeat l'chukas olam again? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains le'inyan kriyas haparsha, that af bizman delek efer parah, like today, ketinyan shamar bizvachim. So he says, still there's a chiyuv to go ahead and to read the parshas parah aduma midyaraisa. Is that the yaraisa? Is that the rabbanon? I'm not sure what Aruch HaShulchan is saying, but he's definitely saying it's different than the rest of the Torah, because the rest of the Torah there might be a chiyuv on the tzibur. But Parshas Parah Aduma, there is definitely a chiyuv on the yachid. So the question is, that's the idea. So when we talk about the Parshas Parah Aduma being the Araisa, most Achronim point out Parshas Parah Aduma is not really the Araisa. Parshas Parah Aduma is really the Rabbanan. However, it's the chiyuv on the yachid. Why did Chazal make it a chiyuv on the yachid? So I think first of all, it's important to keep in mind the Rambam I said at the very beginning. And the Rambam seems to say that from these halachas of mikvah and tahar, we learn out how we can mitayar ourselves. And if you look at source 23, source number 23 is the Avodas Yisrael, the Kushnet Tzur Magid. You'd ask, what am I doing quoting a Kushnet Tzur Magid? It's a good question. I don't know. Okay? I happen to like a sefer. See, he says, Vineva Shabbos Parshas Par. I happen to like the Kushnet Tzur Magid, by the way, he was the one who composed Ein Adir Kashem. So I happen to like that song a lot. So I like to learn his sefer when I have a chance. Hinei b'Shabbos parshas parah, dimu likros parshas parah, parshas chodesh. So he says we read Parshas Paraduma before Parshas HaChodesh. Sheyesh ba tarosin shel Yisrael, because Parshas HaChodesh has in it, Parshas Par has tarosin shel Yisrael, kamo shamnu gemara. Uperish inyan, the bizman shem bin vismesh kayam, the varsh of the sein, the rachon the anon kol kilo kiyam le kram le karbonos. So we know that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when we speak, we talk about your kavanos, it's like we're actually sacrificing, offering sacrifices. The gam hapara bazar shlishiv shavi, and also when it comes to the paraduma and doing the hazah, what would happen is they would sprinkle the paraduma ashes on the tamei person the third and seventh day of his counting. Val yidei kriyosa al kolpanim nitar taharuchan. It's like the Rambam says. He says, and by reading Parshas Paraduma and actually taking it to our heart, we can actually go ahead and we can purify ourselves on a spiritual level. So he says, why is it that we go ahead and we read Parshas Paraduma before Parshas Chodesh? Parshas Chodesh is about Pesach. Before we have Pesach, we have to understand we got to prepare ourselves. We have to cleanse ourselves, and that's done by reading Parshas Paraduma. Because now we don't have access to the Efer Parah. Reading Parshas Parah, understanding it, and taking it to our heart, like the Rambam says, then the Hilchos Makvos will help us ourselves purify ourselves. Now, so then he goes on. He says, "V'zeh remez the pasuk, v'daber Hashem Moshe l'Aaron zoschuk haTorah shetziv Hashem leimor." At the very beginning of Parshas Parah, the Hainu sheyehzman will be time. He says, "What's the idea of leimor? Shedai b'amira levad kashir ein bes migdash kayim." So, but there will be a time when there won't be a Beis HaMikdash, there won't be a prepara. To purify ourselves will be enough just to go ahead and to say the Parshas Parah, and of course, keeping in mind, like the Rambam says, understand what the idea is and how we have to have the proper intention. And that's why it's a Chiyuv HaNiyachid. Why can't it be a Chiyuv HaNitzibur? So I think it's very important to take notice of source number 24. Source number 24 says Yisrael ahavis Yosef v'kolbanav balaturim parshas vayeshev. Yaakov loved Yosef more than all his sons. Ki ben zekunim hu lo. He was the ben zekunim. V'asel lo ksonis pasim, and he made him a beautiful, beautiful type of jacket to wear, a shirt to wear that over himself. And what does it mean zekunim? How do you show love to your favorite son, your favorite, you should all be favorite children? Balaturim says very simply, the way you show love, learn him Torah. That's the bottom line. There's no other way. So he says, Zekunim, I remember when I was, I think, 17 years old. I checked the calendar. I think I was 17. So the Daf Yomi then was learning Maseches Zvachim. And my father said to me, you know, why don't we learn Daf Yomi together? He said to me, that was an act of love. We did 14 blot in Zvachim, and then he went away on a trip for a few days or something, and then that was it. What I'm saying, but bottom line is, how do you show love to your children and learn Torah? There are other things you do also to show love. I would just point it out. I'll just mention the story parenthetically. I've mentioned before that one time, my father was a scholar in residence in Los Angeles, and he traveled to Los Angeles, so I guess he traveled on Wednesday, and he was starting to be shurim Thursday night. So he was by his host, and you know, he intended to learn the whole day. And he's sitting down to breakfast. The host says, "Rabbi Soloveitchik, I have a treat. I bought for you and myself tickets to Disneyland." So my father said, "It's okay, I'd rather stay and learn." But when he came home, he told me the story. I remember the story. He said, "If you would have been there, I would have taken off the day to go over to Disneyland." It's true, you've had a safer with him also. But the bottom line is, so yes, you show love by learning Torah for your child, and you show love in other ways also. It's very important. It's very important to show love in both ways. So what did Yaakov do? Yaakov went, he learned with him. Nutrikin, what's the Kana mean? It's Rosh Tevos. Zion is for Seder Zrayim. Kodshim, that's Kuf. Nun is for Noshim. Yeshuos is for, is way Chazal referred to as Seder Nezikin. And then the men is for Moed. Valaturim. So the question is, what's missing? Taros, Taros, Taros. I saw quoted that the Imre Emes, that was the son of the Sfas Emes, says, Taros? You can't learn Taros with somebody, you got to learn it yourself. What does that mean? There's a lesson here. In other words, if you want to be Matire yourself, you have to be ready yourself. You can't learned by somebody else. You have to learn by yourself. You have to be willing to yourself. It's sort of like, you know, sometimes, it's something similar. Let's say someone has to go on a diet, right? There's no way you can convince a person to go on a diet until the person themselves is convinced, I need to go on a diet. That's the same thing when it comes to, you know, kachim, moed, taras, and tie yourself, ready yourself. And that's why it's a chiyuv on the yachid. Because everyone has to know for himself, it's their responsibility. You can't rely on the Bal Korei, you can't rely on the Chazan, you can't rely on the Rabbi, they can teach you all the halachas. But if you want to mitire yourself, you can't rely on your spouse, it has to be your children, your parents, it has to be you. And that's why it's a chiyuv on the yachid. Now I was also thinking something else we could say. We know that Parah Adumah is a chok. There's a whole machlokas. What makes it a chok? According to the Rambam, clearly what makes it a chok is the fact that there's no way to understand how it works. Tumah, going to mikvah, the ashes. However, I believe it's Rashi, some Rishonim say, it's because Parah Adumah is very unique. Because Parah Adumah, the person who gets the ashes sprinkled upon him, what happens to him? He was Tameh, and now he becomes Tahar. And the person who sprinkles, unsubstantially, person who burns, so he says, it's metayer tmeim. It makes people who are tamei tahar, and it makes people who are tahar. He says it makes people who are tahorim tamei. How does that work? It's a contradiction. It's a chok. So we don't understand how it works. But you know, I was thinking that sometimes something that might be metayer one person can metame somebody else. In other words, what does it mean? Everyone has their ways, you know, within the context of the Torah, of how they're going to go ahead and, you know, how they're going to go ahead and how they're going to mitire themselves and they're going to prove themselves. But everyone's individual and everyone has to know what works for them. What works for them. You know, some people, you know, might be very inspired by sitting around in a tish on a Friday night and singing. And some more people might be more inspired by going ahead and just learning. You know? And sometimes if you go ahead and you do the thing that's not good for you, it might be mitame you. And that's the why it's a chiyuv on the individual. It's not a chiyuv on the tzibur. Two reasons. Reason number one, everyone has to know it's their responsibility. No one else can help them entire themselves. And reason number two is everyone has to know that they might be unique and everyone has to find their way to entire themselves. And that's why Parshas Parah is a chiyuv on the individual, similar to D'oraisa. As the Rambam says, we have to learn from this, have proper kavana. And this aspect of being a chiyuv individual is to know we have every individual to take responsibility in his hands, his or her hands. And number two, find what works for you. And hopefully through that way, they'll be able to learn from the message of the Parah Adumah. As the Kashan Shemagat says, it will be Matairi because it works for generations.